is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, gentlemen, this is going to be a bit of a special episode because Make Sense Again American wanted me to look for something in a comment that he left. Now, when I looked for it initially, I ended up finding this article by complete and total random chance. Now, this article I'm going to cover, and then I'm going to talk about what he originally wanted me to find. And you know what? I'm going to score that one too. Now, just a heads up, I'm only going to give you the pieces to the second one. You're going to have to find that one for yourself because I can't link it. Now, the first article was published on the 19th of July, Colmar Manor man charged with murder in wife's stabbing, police say. A Prince George's County man has been arrested and charged with murder in the stabbing death of his wife over the weekend at their Colmar Manor home, police said. The man, 56-year-old Louis Novoa, is being held without bond at the county jail. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Authorities from the Prince George's and Colmar Manor Police Departments responded to the couple's home in the 4,000 block of Lawrence Street just before 11 a.m. Sunday, police said. They found Novoa's wife, 50-year-old Florentina Maldonado, with stab wounds. She was transported to a hospital where she died, police said. Detectives think Novoa stabbed Maldonado during an argument, police said, adding that the man acknowledged the killing. He was arrested and soon after authorities arrived at the scene, police said. Wow. Just wow. Now, the second thing that I'm going to talk about, Make Sense Again American's initial posting, was of a man who actually had CCTV footage of his wife getting her back blown out, and he came in and he commenced to doing what needed to be done in that scenario. He took matters into his own hands. And yes, gentlemen, the mask was put on live CCTV and he went to work with the blade. All I gotta say is, yes, it was gory. Now let's get to the old scorecards, shall we? For the first article. Oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be a good score for both of them. But for the first article, location, family home, gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, a knife, the blade, up close, personal. 10, psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 5. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give him a 10. So Mr. Novoa gets a score of 35. Now for the second, or should I say the original scenario. Location, it went down in their home. Method of execution, a very large blade. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 10 because he actually juked the guy that was blowing his wife's back out, even though he escaped. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give him a 10. Because when you see the aftermath, yeah. So, Mr. Peru, who was the original, gets a score of 40. Now, if you want to see this go down, here are the pieces that I'm going to put in the description box. The website is the YNC, and you're going to look up Man Catches Wife with Another Man. Now, you will do this of your own free will and volition. So I'm not going to link it in the description box. I'm just going to give you the pieces. But all in all, you have two husbands, you have two wives who got put to the blade. Why? Because of disrespect. One kept running her mouth, the other outright cheating. But this just goes to show you something. And I was talking with Drexel and Phil last night on the MGTOWN podcast. More men around the world are no longer restraining themselves. You see, ladies, that is another unintended consequence of this thing called equality that you want. The threat of violence is now coming to you. You see, ladies, when it comes to us men, we learn our P's and Q's at a young age when dealing with other men, with other boys, because we know that there's always a 50-50 chance if we say or do the wrong thing, there will be violence. Things will get physical. But see, ladies, society has so coddled you to the point that you can feel that you can disrespect a man no matter what. And he's supposed to continue to restrain himself. Oh no, ladies, those days are going bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Now, over the years of me doing HMT, I have noticed a sizable shift in new guys sending me articles. You know what that means, ladies? Men around the world are becoming way more apathetic towards you. But what else can I say? More and more men around the world are putting on the mask, and as much as the lamestream media tries to cover up these instances, more and more men are starting to figure it out. And more men over the years have begun to say, you know what? She probably did something. No longer the guy's crazy. Oh no, there had to be a series of events that led up to her demise. So yes, all in all, more and more men are thinking logically about HMT scenarios. They're asking those questions. What does she do? Hey, it's like Bill Burr said many years ago, an ass whooping doesn't just fall out of the sky. Neither does a hockey mask. Just saying. Well, let me know what you guys think. And if you're going to search out that article or that video, like I said, the pieces are going to be in the description box. But with that being said, ladies, you better get this through your head right now. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and this false sense of security that you believe that you have because men are restrained by law will go out right along with it. Because as I keep reporting in every HMT scenario, man's true savage nature is being unleashed. And there will be no one there to protect you in those final moments when you have to look down that man's rage. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.